This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directed the attention of the Muslims to the land of Asham as early as the 8th year of the Hijrah, when he sent a military campaign to those lands and they fought what was known as the Battle of Mu'tah. And then the following year, he went himself in the 9th year of the Hijrah in the Battle of Tabuk. And then prior to his death, he prepared an army under the leadership of Usama ibn Zayd to be sent to the land of Sham. However, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ended up passing away before they left. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he dispatched this army and sent it off as it was prepared by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he didn't want to delay anything that was prepared by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then later on in the 13th year of the Hijrah, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent one expedition after the other to the land of Sham. And then he passed away. And it was in the time of Al-Faruq Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu that the land of Asham was conquered by the Muslims. And now the entire land of Asham was in the hands of the Muslims. And from then onwards, it would remain like that. In the next dynasty, in the next Muslim dynasty, and that was the Umayyad Khilafah. Damascus was chosen as the capital of the Muslim world. And so when we talk about Asham, first of all, we're talking about a region that is not only what is known as today as Syria, but we're talking about a region which is more than just Syria. It is Syria, it is Palestine, it is Lebanon, and it is Jordan. And this land is very special. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. He created this world, and He made certain parts of this world to be more special than others. And so if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose and favored Mecca over every other place, then likewise, Allah chose Asham to be a place filled with barakah and blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الْرِيحَ عَاصِفَةً وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الْرِيحَ عَاصِفَةً تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. And we gave Sulaiman control of the winds, the raging winds, that he would command to be blown to the land that we have blessed. What is this land? It is the land of Hashem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we saved him, meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam, along with Lut, we saved them to the land of Hashem. And so Ibrahim and Lut were not from Hashem, but rather they were from Iraq. And Allah sent them, saved them from their people, and sent them to, as Allah says here, the land which we blessed for all people, for all of the world. And that is the land of Hashem. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ has showed us and mentioned why this place is special. The Prophet ﷺ made dua, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. O Allah, bless for us the land of Asham. And one day Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, he was sitting with the Prophet ﷺ and some of the companions as they were transcribing the Quran. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Duba li Sham." Glad tidings for Asham. So Zayd radiallahu anhu, he says, we asked him, Ya Rasulullah, why is that? And so the Prophet ﷺ said, لأن ملائكة الرحمن فاسيطة الرجنيحة تهى عليها. Because the angels of Ar-Rahman have spread their wings over this land. Likewise, Ibn Hawala رضي الله عنه, he says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, سيصير الأمر إلى أن تكونوا جنودا مجندة جند بالشام وجند باليمن وجند بالعراق. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you're going to end up, meaning later on, there's going to come a time when you're going to become different armed groups. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one group in Asham, the other one in Yemen, and the third one in Iraq. So this companion, Ibn Hawala, he says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if I happen to be living at that time, what do you advise me to do? Which of the three groups do you say I join? So look at the answer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, عَلَيْكَ بِالشَّامِ فَإِنَّهَا خِيَرَةُ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَرْضِهِ يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهَا خِيَرَةُهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, you better go to Asham, because it is Allah's chosen land to which His best servants, His chosen servants, will be gathered. And Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, again, about a time in the future, and this is at the end of times, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ فُسْطَاطُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يَوْمَ الْمَلْحَلَةِ بِالْغُوطَةِ إِلَى جَانِبِ مَدِينَةٍ يُقَالُ لَهَا دِمِشْقُ مِنْ خَيْرِ مَدَاءِ الشَّامِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the assembly point, the place where all the Muslims will gather at the time when the epic battles will be taking place. These are the battles at the end of time. When that time comes, where are the Muslims going to assemble? Where are they going to mobilize their armies? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in a place called Ghouta, which is right by a city called Damascus, which is one of the best of the cities of Asham. The Prophet ﷺ also told us that this is where Isa ibn Maryam will descend at the end of time. As he ﷺ says in Sahih Muslim, يَنْزِلُ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمْ عِنْدَ الْمَنَارَةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ شَرْقَ الدَّمْشِ. The Prophet ﷺ says that Isa ibn Maryam, who as we know, did not die, was not crucified, was not killed, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him up. When is he going to come down? And where is he going to come down? At the end of time, before Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he will descend and come down to the white minarets which is in the eastern part of Damascus. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us that this land is the land to which everyone will be gathered on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ash-Shamu ardu al-mahshari wa al-mansharah." That the land of Ash-Sham is the land of the gathering and the resurrection. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrects all of us from our graves, and He gathers us, He brings us all together, this gathering place will be in the land of Ash-Sham. And so all of these narrations, along with many more, show us how this place is special, how it is virtuous, and how it is blessed. Not just Mecca and Medina, but also Bilad al-Sham. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ وَخَطِيئَةٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله على إحسانه، الشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى، وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. All who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. Fear Allah, and that each and every single one of you look to what He has set for His tomorrow. Ask yourself, what have you prepared for your akhirah? And fear Allah, for indeed Allah is well aware of what you do. What we have seen over the last several days and weeks of the fall of a tyrant whose tyranny extended and exceeded all limits is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of in the Quran when He says, فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He tells us that the oppressive ones, the tyrants, He utterly uproots them from their very roots and gets rid of them. And then look at how Allah praises Himself for that. And all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And so there are so many things to talk about, and so many lessons to be learned, and so many things to reflect over the events of the last several days that have been unfolding in Syria, in the land of Ash-Sham. And so the first of these reflections is that the joy that the people of Ash-Sham in Syria are experiencing in these very moments is a joy that should be shared by all of the Muslims around the world. That's because we are one ummah. And so if the Prophet ﷺ tells us that we are like one body, and if one part of the body is feeling pain and going through suffering, then the rest of the body, it reacts and it feels that pain. Then if at times of suffering and difficulty and hardship, we should be sharing that suffering, and likewise the same can be said about times of joy. If any Muslims are happy because of a victory, because of the end of suffering, then that joy should be shared by all the Muslims. As Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, whoever is not pleased by what pleases the Muslims, and he is not saddened
by what saddens the Muslims? He's not one of them. Number two, the news of this joy and the fall of this tyrant has also come with some grief. And that is what he left behind, his legacy of these prisons and these dungeons and these slaughterhouses where human beings were not just tortured, but even worse than animals and executed. And so what this reminds us of is the roots of this regime and this tyrant that has been ruling this place for more than 40 years. Him and his father, who come from a sect known as the Nusayriyah, of which Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he says, these people who are known as Nusayris, along with other sects of the Qaramita and the Batiniyah, are worse in their kufr than the Jews and the Christians. In fact, they are worse in their kufr than some of the mushrikun. And then he says, their harm to the Muslim ummah is greater than that of openly hostile disbelievers like the Tatars and the Crusaders and others. And so what he mentioned centuries ago is what we have witnessed today. Number four. Number three, the fall of tyrants and oppressors is inevitable. And this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sunnah of Allah with every tyrant. Who would have ever imagined that a tyrant like this, who survived for so many years and then regained power with the help of other powers, who would have imagined that he would have fallen the way he fell in literally in a matter of a few days? And so what this teaches us is that tyrants and oppressors throughout history, they climb in their tyranny and oppression gradually. But their descent is not the same. Their descent is not the same. When they come down, their descent is a sudden fall. And this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ فَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْ. That Allah, He gives respite. He gives time to the oppressors. They continue in their oppression and their tyranny. But then once Allah seizes them, that's it. He doesn't let them go. It's not something gradual, but it's sudden. And that's it. It's all over. And this should teach us a lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of what's going on. When we see the suffering of our brothers and sisters, whether it was in Syria, whether today it's in Palestine, we should never lose sight of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His plan. And if the tyranny and the oppression continues, we shouldn't say, where is Allah? وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Do not think that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهُ. Do not think that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala has gone back on His word, on His promise for the messengers. What promise? The promise of victory that Allah has promised them. When they're not seeing it, it doesn't mean that it's not coming. And in this is a message for every oppressed people in the world today. And at the top of that list is our brothers and sisters in Palestine, and in particular in Gaza. That as their suffering continues, and as the tyranny and the oppression increases, they should never lose sight of the fact that the relief is coming. And this suffering is one day going to come to an end, just like it has come to an end today for the people of Syria. The people of Syria only a few days ago, they never imagined that their relief and their victory was around the corner like this. But it came. And it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fourthly, this victory we have to understand is from Allah and Allah alone. وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Every victory that Allah grants to the Muslims, it is from Him and Him alone. And we only attribute it to Him. But the victory of Allah has conditions. And it has steps that we need to take from ourselves. Allah doesn't just give us victory like that without us doing our part. And again, we have seen this in Syria, where the people of Asham, they took the steps to achieve this victory. The steps of Iman and Yaqeen and having Tawakkul in Allah and not giving up. As-Sabr, remaining patient and resilient all the way until the end. And also remaining united. One of the key factors behind the victory of Allah coming is that the Muslims should not be divided, but rather they should be together and united in their lines and in their ranks. And that's why history has never recorded a single time when the people of Asham united and then they were defeated. It's never happened. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا يزال أهل الغرب ظاهرين على الحق حتى تقوم الساعة. And there's more versions of this hadith. In other versions, the Prophet ﷺ says, there will always be a group from my ummah who will remain upon the truth, victorious until the day of judgment. In this particular narration, the Prophet ﷺ says, there will always be a group from the people of the West who are remaining victorious upon the truth all the way until the day of judgment. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, he said regarding this hadith, hum ahlu sham. He said they are the people of Asham. Number five, there's a huge challenge that lies ahead for our brothers and sisters in Syria, and that is once this oppression has ended and this tyrant has fallen and fled, what they need to do is be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this victory came from Allah. And part of their gratitude to Allah is to establish the deen of Allah in the land. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those whom He grants victory to, الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. Those who, when we establish them in the land, we give them victory and now they are ruling the land. What is the first thing they do? They establish salah. And they give zakah. And they command the good and they forbid the evil. And with Allah rests the end of all affairs. And so there's a huge challenge that lies ahead for the people of Syria. And that is that they need to establish the deen of Allah in the land. And they need to govern with the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all other man-made systems of law and governance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that easy for them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the shuhada of the people of Syria. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them in the challenges that lie ahead of them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to finally bring peace and stability to them along with all other Muslims around the world. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه وقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين. وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في فلسطين. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم وارحم ضعفهم. اللهم وعاف مبتلاهم وداو جرحاهم وأطعم جائعهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة المعتدين ومن أعانهم على قتل إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم يعجزونك. اللهم دمرهم تدميرا والعنهم لعنا كبيرا. اللهم انزل عليهم بأسك الذي لا يرد عن القول المجرمين يا قوي يا عزيز يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.